I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Hosting Ex Housewives is her new gig, and she has to ghost to not pull off her wig. It's Watch What Happens Live with Dorinda Medley and Phaedra Barks now. Hey, everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse, joined by two former housewives for a show you won't want to put on pause. My first guest has a personality more vivid than Vicky's description of Steve's wee-wee and a hard-on for hosting. From the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, Ex-Wives Club, give it up for our hostess, Dorinda Medley. My next guest is one of Dorinda's Ultimate Girls Trip house guests who can read you to death and then plan you a beautiful service. Welcome back, Phaedra Barks! Phaedra! So happy to see you back in this chair, Phaedra.
Yes, happy to be back.
Good. And I got to see Mr. President and the Prince tonight,
yes,
too.
Yes, they're so cute.
Yes, they are.
They wanted to come to see you.
Yes. Over at the bar, she's a world champion burlesque artist who's renowned for serving sex appeal on stage, and tonight is giving us that with a side of drinks. You can see her moves on tonight's episode of Ultimate Girls Trip. Say hi to Lulu DeVille. Lulu DeVille. Great to see you. I'm assuming you've seen a lot in your career, but never the likes of the guests at Bluestone Manor, right?
Exactly.
Okay, we've got a lot of viewer questions for both of you. This is a good one. Lori B. said, Dorinda, ultimately, did this group of house guests behave more respectfully in your home than prior housewives who were known to rip down things from the walls and let their dogs crap on the floor?
Ooh. When it came to that, yes. But it was a different sort of sentiment. It was longer. So I think people kind of, you know, got a little bit antsy. You know,
literally, remember, people were there for how long?
Eight days.
That's a long...
So remember, when the girls come up, they come up on a Tuesday. They're there Tuesday night, Wednesday, and then we usually leave Thursday.
Right. This was long.
I mean, I was happy
the way,
to see them.
Speaking of that, Dorinda, we got a lot of questions wanting to know how you and Ramona are. Did you guys ever get back on track?
No, but it's so funny. I was just telling this to Tim. I've been thinking about Ramona a lot because we had such a long friendship.
Yeah.
And you know, Ramona's the one that introduced me to Bravo.
Right.
Coming on the show. So.
Yeah.
We always have to be thankful to Ramona Singer for that.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Phaedra, so fun to have you back in the fold. How does it feel to be back?
Well, you know, this was really a great experience because it was new women.
Yeah.
And it was only 8 days.
Yes.
Right. Only 8 days.
Well, no, compared to like a season of Atlanta, which would be 4 months.
More like 10 months.
Yes, right. Number one question for you, Phaedra, is, you know, how do you look back on your time on Atlanta?
I mean, it was a great experience. I mean, I think only people like ex-wives and people who have done reality can really understand the intensity of it. But, I mean, I don't have any regrets, but I live without regrets, honey.
Dorinda, this was a big one for you. Kelly M. wants to know if you've learned how to control and better manage your anger.
That's, I'm not even going there.
Tune in.
Tune in.
Tune in. Okay, well, I mean, answer on the show might be no.
Yeah,
Because you were pushed to the limit.
What I always say, it's like a handshake with me, but if you extend the hand first, I will shake it back hard.
Okay.
So you can count on that.
Yes. Well,
harder when I've had more martinis.
There you go. From Coco Singer pooping on her carpet to hosting Vicky post-breakup, Dorinda and Bluestone Manor have been through some crap, literally. So, Dorinda, I want to have you sift through it. I'm going to ask you some questions, and you choose between the bobbing heads of Brandy, Eva, Jill, Phaedra, Tamara, Taylor, or Vicky. Oh, no. Who was the most respectful guest in your home?
That's a tie between Phaedra and Eva.
The peacemakers, Phaedra and Eva.
Yep.
Phaedra aside, who would you invite back for another stay?
Tamara.
Who is the messiest?
The messiest is probably, I would say, Brandy.
Who was the biggest pot stirrer?
The biggest pot stirrer behind, not in front of you, but as she does in everything, behind your back, Jill. Jill's really good at saying stuff behind your back, but she won't dare say it in front of you.
Who's the biggest buzzkill?
Vicky.
Who was the most different from how you expected her to be?
None of them.
None of them. You know, but it's interesting about Vicky because I remember talking, the first conversation we had about this, and I said, this is who it's going to be. And you were excited about every single person. And you were really excited about Vicky, I think.
No, and I still, I always say, you know, good girls, bad girls, they're all great for the show. But I think what I didn't really realize is how intense she could be.
Who was
she? She was congested.
Yeah.
She was congested.
You know, and it was all about Andy. Yeah.
She was.
And you know what it was, too? We were all there. We all kind of knew what we were doing, and we all knew that it was going to be a long 8 day. So when one person sort of you feel like it doesn't want to be there, you're kind of like, well, what are we doing then?
Thank you, Dorinda. So far during Ultimate Girl Strip, Phaedra has managed to remain a Southern belle who stays out of drama. Tonight, we're going to have her chime in as we play a sniper from the sideline. Phaedra, I'm going to show you some feuds your fellow ex-wives are having. You tell us whose side you are on. What's to blame for the chaos after the Prohibition dinner? Legit anger or brown liquor?
Brown liquor.
Did you agree with Dorinda that Vicky was milking her ailments and should have just snapped out of her attitude while in the Berkshires?
Well, I will say this. It was very emotional. So I don't know if everyone was just, you know, had a little too much estrogen going on and you mix it with that liquor.
After her drunken explanation, do you think Brandy's mangina comment about Eva's husband was harmless fun or did she cross the line?
Cross the line.
What did you make of Dorinda's blow up over Tamara having breakfast in her room? Was Marco the one to blame since he brought her food upstairs?
Marco was the one to blame.
Marco. Polo.
You admitted to enjoying the sauce in Brandy's lasagna, but if you had to eat one again, whose would it be, Dorinda's or Brandy?
I would eat both of them. Well, I would eat both of their lasagnas.
People commented a lot about you sticking your hands in the food.
I do that a lot. Did you see me with the lobster?
Yes. Well, that was very sexual. Yes. Well, you feed.
I'm very handsy. People don't know that about me.
When it came to their butting heads about the COVID vaccine, whose side did you find yourself on, Dorinda or Vicky?
Dorinda.
That was amazing. Whose side are you on in the drama between Brandy and Taylor over Taylor's book, Brandy or Taylor?
I'm on Taylor's side. That's, yeah.
General thoughts on Dorinda fingering everyone's food?
She just is handsy.
Right. Thank you very much. When Dorinda put her hands in her guest dinner, things got a little messy, but I want to know if she would still bless any of her mess from this season. Let's find out with Do You Regret It, Girls? Okay, Dorinda, I'm going to run through some of your past feuds. Let me know if you stand by them or you want to make them nice.
Here we go.
Do you regret going in on Vicky after she revealed she was an anti-vaxxer?
No.
Do you regret not giving Jill more fanfare during her surprise entrance, which kind of fell flat?
I tried to get them motivated, but it kind of had the same response as the first time. Right. I don't know why.
Do you regret getting so upset with Brandy's assertion that you want to be back on Roni?
No, because I do want to be back on Roni.
Do you regret?
I think I made that very obvious. They all want to be back on TV, believe me, including Marco and Lulu. So, okay. I mean, people just want to be back on TV.
Do you regret suggesting there was another woman in the mix when Steve dumped Vicky?
No, because there was.
It was.
Do you regret getting pissed at Brandy for reminding Jill she was being filmed before Jill could say anything she'd regret about her dad?
No.
No? Do you regret scolding Brandy for talking during the Coffee Grounds reading, and do you regret not scolding Eva for doing the same?
I just find myself scolding Brandy, but then I never stay mad at her.
Do you regret confessing that you're experiencing a dry spell?
I am. No.
Has that changed? Has that changed?
I'm trying very hard, Andy. I'm
to
anyone out there.
Yes. Do you regret getting irritated with Jill for encouraging Vicky to rest instead of doing the relay race?
100%.
There you go. We got a regret. Do you regret sticking your hands in the lasagnas?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Brittany L. emailed Phaedra, can you elaborate on the man that turned out to be the devil that you dated? You said you met him at a Target when your yoni egg dropped out of your vagina.
Well, you know, I met him looking for, my kids wanted some weird potato chips. And so I was not my normal glamorous self. And this beautiful man walks up and says, I can help your children. I was like, oh, the yoni egg is working. And long story short, I was like, he will not like me because I'm not all dolled up. Long story short, he found me two stories down and started talking and said, we should go out to dinner because I'm getting ready to go overseas to visit some people in Africa or something. I was like, oh. And he's not an African one-eyed man.
Right.
But and so we did go out and he was just so beautiful. But when I asked him where he went to church and he told me, you know, the church and that they might sacrifice animals.
Yeah, okay. So there you go. That ended that.
Yeah, that was a deal breaker.
Yes. By the way, are you still in touch with Portia at all?
Yeah, actually, I talked
Frack?
To... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, she's getting married. Congratulations,
yes.
Portia.
Yeah.
She's getting married, so yeah. Okay. So we don't talk a lot, but we definitely keep in touch, social media.
Shamia
a couple of days ago.
Okay, let's go to our virtual fans. Henry from San Diego has a question for Dorinda.
Hi, Henry.
Hi, Henry.
Hi, Dorinda. What did you think of the woman poking fun at you for saying that you were put on pause instead of being fired?
Well, listen, I can have Andy answer that.
Hold on.
Sorry. Oh, go ahead.
Which of your house guests do you think should stay on a permanent pause from their show?
Ooh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Listen, that's an Andy Cohen question. That's not a joke. I got to worry about myself getting off pause, okay? I can't worry about anyone else, all right?
Okay, well, what did you think of that, of them joshing about that?
Well, first of all, Andy, I need you to clear it up.
Yes.
Was I on pause? Did you say it yourself? Did you put me on pause?
I said we are putting you on pause.
I Googled it the other day again.
I did.
So there you go, Brandy.
Well, what did you Google?
What does Andy Cohen say about Dorinda leaving the house?
And did you find anything?
Yes.
You did?
And I sent it to Dan. Yes, and then I put, what did Andy Cohen say about Vicki Gummelson leaving the Housewives? And it says she was fired. So I just Googled it.
Okay. Here's Danny and Chris from New Jersey with a question for Phaedra.
Hey.
Hi, Phaedra.
How are you?
Hi, Steve. So, Phaedra, what is your relationship with Apollo like now? And what are your thoughts on him hanging out with Sheree and going to her She by Sheree fashion show?
Good question.
Apollo and I obviously have these wonderful two young men.
Yes, you do.
Love. And so we get along very well. I just spoke to him 10, 15 minutes ago we have a good relationship. We co-parent very well. Him hanging out with Sheree, honey, if it makes him some money, he can buy these children some shoes and some Chick-fil-A. Honey, hang out with Sheree, hang out with Nick, hang out with whoever you need to hang out with to get a check.
Okay? There you
bring
go.
Bring it to mama.
Thank you, virtual fans. Phaedra, Ziggy21 wants to know what you think of Marlo finally getting her peach.
You know what? I'm so happy for Marlo because I gave Marlo's name when we were looking for people. So really? I was the person that said, we should look at Marlo Hampton because she was so, you know, fashion forward, having all these elaborate parties. And so I'm excited. And it looks like she's carrying the show, Jill.
She's doing a great job. Jill M. wants to know, Dorinda, do you regret going into the confessional room and interrupting Jill after seeing how upset she was?
You're not going to like my answer, Andy. But no, I thought she was just getting too hysterical over something to people that she didn't even know very well. And I just thought she should have had the conversation with me instead of dragging a bunch of people she just met. So I just wanted, I didn't want Phaedra to start not liking me. So I had to go up there and make sure that she didn't like you.
Peter Panda Man 09 wants to know, Phaedra, was Jamal Bryant Mr. Chocolate?
Heck no.
No. Okay.
There was no Mr. Chocolate. They keep saying, you know, that's what's so funny is because.
Can you introduce me to Mr. Chocolate?
Well, I need to introduce myself to
it. Right.
But, you know, chocolate is, you know, I like chocolate, but I'm more of a caramel latte type of girl, you know?
Okay, yes. Oh, so, you've established you know, that.
Yeah,
yes.
I've established that pretty well.
On Ultimate Girls Trip, Jill came to surprise her fellow ex-wives, but the real surprise was Phaedra not knowing who she was.
Oh, God. Watch.
Surprise!
What the hell was this?
How nice! I know this lady. Where I know this woman from?
All right. Well, since Phaedra said the only thing she smokes is meat, we hope her memory also isn't being put on the back burner as we play. Does Phaedra know that lady? Okay, here we go. Phaedra, I'm going to show you various housewives. Dorinda, before she answers, you will guess whether she will know their name. Okay. Does Phaedra know? Will Phaedra know this lady, Dorinda?
No.
Phaedra, do you know her?
I do not know that woman.
Okay, that is second. That's Sutton Strack from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Does Phaedra know this lady?
Yes.
Phaedra?
She looks familiar.
Oh, God, Phaedra.
Is that the lady from... Oh, that's the lady that married the preacher man, and there was an uncle or a dank granddad.
Her step granddad. Yeah, that's Mary M. Cosby. Okay, she got the backstory. Yes. Okay, does Phaedra know this lady, Dolores? No. I mean, I'm sorry, I just said her name. Dorinda? No, do you know who that is?
I do not know that one.
Okay, that is Dolores from The Housewives of Jersey. Does Phaedra know this lady?
Oh,
Dorinda?
Pretty lips,
No. Shh. No.
Do you, Phaedra?
I have no idea who this is.
Okay, that is Lisa Hochstein. Does Phaedra know this lady, Dorinda?
She looks
absolutely not. 100% nada.
Phaedra, no?
Does she have a cooking show?
She doesn't. It's Heather Dubrow. She does not have a cooking show. Okay, does Phaedra...
Put my face up there. See if she recognizes me.
Does Phaedra know this lady, Dorinda?
I do know her.
Yes.
Okay, you do. Who is it, Phaedra?
That's Giselle.
Yes,
okay. Well, you got her name on it.
Yeah, I know. Dorinda, does Phaedra know this lady, Dorinda?
No, not at all.
She looked like a
She doesn't even know where she lives. In fact, she doesn't even know the state.
Do you know the Housewives series she's on?
No.
The Kardashians.
No. It's Lisa Barlow. All right. Thank you for playing. Does Phaedra know that lady? That was a fun game. Dorinda Shrine to Sevigny wants to know. Boy, a big Chloe Sevigny fan. Would you have participated in this season of Ultimate Girls Trip if Tinsley was cast, and how's your relationship with her now?
Absolutely, I would have. I like Tinsley. Listen, we just had a bad season, but I talked to Tinsley right after she broke up with her fiance.
Right.
And she seems very happy and doing great. So I wish Tinsley all kinds of well. Listen, we're on a
That's
show.
Great.
We move on. The one thing I always say to a great housewife is someone that they can do their thing and move on. Just keep it moving.
Yes. Phaedra, Camden J texted, during the trip, did you ever sneak food into your room without Dorinda knowing?
You know what? I didn't sneak any food into my room because I like to eat, but not a lot. I'm a little like a little mouse. Okay. You know, so I didn't want to add to the mouse.
Phaedra, those nails are amazing. Ooh. Show us those. How do you get anything done with those nails?
Well, they're not for doing anything.
Right. Okay. Good point. Dorinda, Shirley H. wants to know, why'd you put Brandy in the room with a pullout couch?
Well, OK, Okay, everyone, this is not a hotel, it's a house. How many houses? You know, it was hard enough trying to figure. Yeah. I try to lay it out the best I can. I always get it wrong.
Yes,
but let me just say, I needed to put Tamara and Vicky together. Then I wanted Eva to be by Phaedra because Eva's never been there. And then Jill was coming, and God forbid I didn't give her a room in the main room. So, you know, see where we're going with this?
I do. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. Dorinda feeding Phaedra lobster was one of the most seductive moments on Bravo favorite. Since Tamara and Eddie sharing a bath. Take a look.
Ooh. Well, I know how to stick my fingers deep. Oh. Very sweet.
Opening your mouth. I'm here for it all.
Make it sexy.
All right, in our guest honor, we're going to top down our top 5 sensual Housewives food moments. Number 5 moment goes to Heather Gay enjoying meat on a stick, and I have to agree with her. They say oysters are an aphrodisiac, but I didn't think it worked this fast. Number 4 goes to Ramona.
I was there
for that. Simultaneously eating oysters and turning herself on.
You know, an oyster, you just suck it right out.
The recipient of number 3 might have wished this clip stayed in Vegas. It's Taylor and Cotton Candy.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
All right, number 2 shows us that bad things don't always happen when Brandy opens her mouth. It's my dad feeding her whipped cream for his birthday.
Watch her.
My mom is yelling at him. Oh, my God. He was never so happy.
Phaedra was great.
Look, he kept going. And who else but our guests could make us collectively say, coming in at number 1, it's Phaedra's iconic pregnancy photo shoot.
Oh, the pickle.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
The pickle.
Do you want to give her some? See, there it is. There you go.
Unbelievable. Iconic. I want to thank Dorinda, Phaedra, and Lulu DeVille for being here. We're off next week. We will see you back here on Sunday, July 10th. Have a great July 4th, everybody.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right. We're back with Dorinda and Phaedra from Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Ex-Wives Clubs. New episodes drop Thursdays on Peacock. Lulu DeVille is a world champion burlesque artist. You can see her on the latest episode of Ultimate Girls Trip. You performing anywhere in New York anytime soon?
Not at the moment because now I'm producing more stuff.
So. Ooh, I like it.
She just got engaged.
Mazel tov.
Oh, that too.
Let's go back to our virtual audience, Amanda and Abby from New Jersey. What's your question for Dorinda?
Hi, everybody. Congrats, Andy. We have watched you since day one. Congrats on our success.
Thank you so much.
Our question's for Dorinda.
Okay.
Dorinda, what's your response to Jill saying season 1 of Girls Trip got to go to Turks and Caicos, but season 2 ladies got stuck with Bluestone Manor?
Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, it was kind of funny, right?
I didn't even hear she said it. Oh. Did she say that?
She said it on the show, I think.
Oh, last night?
No. Not on Watch What Happens Live. I thought she said it on... Oh, actually, I think Vicky may have said it.
I don't remember.
In a confessional.
Yeah, maybe in a confessional.
Oh, was it Vicky or Jill?
It was either Vicky or
Jill. Oh, well, then I can understand. That sounds like Vicky.
No. Oh, they're telling me in my ear it was Jill.
Well, that sounds like Jill.
Okay. Tiffany from Maine has a question for Phaedra. Hey, Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany.
Ladies, you look stunning. Andy, handsome.
Thank you.
My question is for Phaedra.
What can you say about your upcoming appearance on The Real Housewives of Dubai? And which of the ladies did you click with most?
Yes, you will be on next episode.
Next episode.
It was so fun seeing you. And you and Brooks are buddies?
Yes, we are buddies. Actually, Brooks is getting ready to help me find a new home over there. So, yeah.
Really?
So I am.
You want a home there?
Are you moving to Dubai? Well, summer. Well, it won't be summer because it's too hot. But you know, you can come.
Well, how did you meet Caroline Brooks?
Well, you know, she's from the Boston area.
Yeah.
And her family and my family are good friends.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you and Eva have known each other...
Forever.
Right. Wow.
Ever.
And then talk to me about your impressions of the other Dubai housewives. I mean, Chanel Ayaan is wild, right?
She is. But in person, she is definitely... Well, she's sort of a firecracker in person, too. But, you know, just to watch, she's really a wild one.
Yeah.
But all of them. What I love about the Dubai cast is it's super diverse.
Yes.
And I think it's historical because that's the first time we're seeing that type of diversity, not only from a racial perspective, but from a religious perspective.
Yes.
Yes.
So I think that's really a good thing.
And they're so beautiful.
Yes. Yeah,
they look good. And what? They got some money.
Yeah. Another level.
Yes. Well, it is so. Are you enjoying watching the show? I know that it was maybe
Very
the most
much.
Exhausting week of your life.
Listen, I loved it. I know, you know, listen, I think the way you make a good show, I say it's like being on the NFL. You go in there, you work your hardest, you beat each other up a little bit, come out and then slap each other on the ass and have a drink and keep it moving. Wait for the next season to come.
That's great. You have something for me.
I do. Phaedra, in honor of the gift baskets I made for all you girls, I brought you a Bluestone Manor basket.
This is beautiful. Wait a minute. Hold on. You have your own line of maple syrup?
I do, and it does quite well.
Well, you really? Can get the maple syrup.
Wait a minute. I knew about the bourbon, but I did not know about the maple syrup. That's incredible.
Give it to Ben.
I will. No, I mean, I'm going to use this. Wow, this is amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me host
at Bluestone Manor.
Do your own Bluestone Manor candles?
Yes. And it smells so good.
Wow.
Andy, I've been busy since I've been at Paul's.
I know, honestly. This is really great. I absolutely love it. Thank you. This is a great gift.
I told you I was going to use your platform as much as
good,
I could.
Good, as you should. All right, I want to thank Dorinda and Phaedra and Lulu for more Kicker on MarvelTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.